Hello friends, welcome to your favorite Vedic astrology channel Cosmic Gestures, and I am your host Bhaskara. Friends, in this episode I am going to discuss about the relationship of Britney Spears, because she is again in news as her husband has filed for a divorce. So somehow or the other, she has always been in news for her relationship related problems or chaos that she has always felt in her relationship. So I just wanted all of you to know about what astrologically I can see in her horoscope, in her Vedic horoscope, and how does it relate to what kind of relationship experience she is having in reality. Let me tell you her birth information. She was born on December 2nd, 1981. Her place of birth is Macomb, Mississippi, USA. And the time of birth that is given on Astro Data Bank, it is 1:30 a.m. But as per me, she was born at 1:03 a.m. And to be more precise, 3 minutes 27 seconds past 1 a.m. So, that is her birth time, because I have rectified it and with my microscopic analysis. Although, let me also tell you that whether I use 1:03 a.m. or I use 1:30 a.m., I would still be getting the same ascendant, so the main horoscope will not change. But what is making the difference is that the other division, because Vedic astrology uses divisional horoscopes also for microscopic analysis of things in the life of a person. So when I try to tally her life pattern, I was not getting the correct divisional horoscopes with 1:30 a.m. time. So 1:03 a.m. or 3 minutes 27 seconds past 1 a.m. that was giving a better divisional horoscope, that is actually matching with what kind of time life she has lived in various different areas of her life, whether it is relationship or children or her career and so on. So but yeah, in this episode I will only be concerned about the main horoscope, which would be same whether I use 1:03 a.m. or 1:30 a.m. So either way, she is Virgo ascendant with Saturn sitting in the first house in Virgo sign, as per Vedic astrology I am talking, which is based on sidereal zodiac Lahriya and Amsha. And second house is Libra. Jupiter is sitting in Libra in the second house. Third house is Scorpio. Sun and Mercury are sitting in the third house in Scorpio. Fourth house is Sagittarius. There is no planet there. Fifth house is Capricorn. Venus, Moon and Ketu. Venus, Moon and Ketu. These are three planets sitting in the fifth house in Capricorn. Sixth house is Aquarius. No planet is sitting there. 7th house is Pisces, no planet there. 8th house is Aries, no planet there. 9th house is Taurus, there is no planet. 10th house is Gemini, no planet. 11th house is Cancer. Rahu is sitting in Cancer in the 11th house. And 12th house is Mars. 12th house is Leo, and Mars is sitting in Leo in the 12th house. So I described her horoscope, and now I would directly come to analyzing her relationship through her Vedic horoscope. First of all, she is Virgo rising, and it has been seen for Virgo rising females, their relationship with a man can begin on a very purely platonic friendly basis. But the element of sensuousness may soon get ignited after she gets familiar and close to him. And once that happens, she may show very strong passion towards sex and sensual enjoyment. The sign of the seventh house in her horoscope, as I told you already, since she is Virgo rising, the sign of the seventh house is Pisces. She may be very dreamy about her relationship and partnership. She may sometimes have unrealistic expectations from relationships. One thing that I would like to tell you here in this context, that she has moon sitting in the fifth house. That means she can be very emotional for her love and lovers, and similarly she can be very emotional for her children, because fifth house is also children. But here in this episode I am not going to talk about that aspect of her life. Actually, I have written a complete book on Britney Spears, which is available on Amazon, and you can all go and read there. That is a very good book, and for anyone who wants to learn that how to interpret Vedic horoscope, and who also want to, you know, understand Britney Spears' life little better. But here I will be only discussing about her relationship. So she has moon in this fifth house, so she can be very emotional, or sometimes emotionally obsessed for her love and lovers. And moon is placed in Capricorn, so seventh from moon is Cancer sign, where Rahu is placed. So she can be highly attached to a romantic partner who nurtures her, or who pretends to nurture her. Why I am saying pretends to nurture her? Because Rahu is there in Cancer sign. So Rahu is not always a very honest energy. Sometimes Rahu can create that pretentious energy also. So moon 7th house is Cancer, where Rahu is placed, and Cancer is the sign of nurturing. So that is why. And moon is alternative ascendant. As far as Vedic astrology is concerned, we can see the horoscope with respect to moon, making moon as the first house, or we can see the horoscope with respect to ascendant rising sign and making that ascendant rising sign as the first house. So that is there. Now, one more thing, when we analyze the horoscope from the point of view of relationship, we must note down the lunar day or the tithi of birth of the person. Lunar day or tithi is decided on the basis of what kind of angle sun and moon was forming when the person was born. Sun is the masculine principle and moon is the feminine principle. Sun is Shiva, moon is Shakti. So the angle forming between sun and moon at the time of birth of a person tells that what kind of equation Shiva and Shakti, man and woman, at the cosmic level was having when the person was born. And that is kind of subtle relationship energy that gets imprinted into the person's DNA of relationship, you can say. So and for every tithi there is a planet that rules the tithi, so that planet's state is also analyzed for understanding the subtle tendency of relationship that the person can have. And this tithi works independent of the horoscope. So even without looking at the horoscope, just by knowing that a person is born in a certain tithi, you can say something about the relationship tendencies of the person. And then you can also check the planetary ruler of that tithi in the horoscope of the person, and that can give you little more, you know, idea of what kind of relationship this person can be having. So she was born during the Shashti Tithi or the sixth Tithi of waxing moon. And as I said, Tithi of birth is seen to understand the working of water element in our life. Water is obviously emotion and relationship. So as I said, Tithi of birth is an indicator of our likely relationship tendencies at the subtle level. So sixth Tithi is ruled by Venus among planets. So obviously she would be too much into seeking love as far as the relationship tendencies are concerned. For her, love is the most important thing that she would be wanting. And of course, love, glamour, romance, creativity, candlelight dinner, you know, that kind of thing. That, you know, movie romance kind of love she would be wanting from her partner. And but the problem is this, that in her horoscope, Venus is sitting exactly at the same degree with Ketu. Venus and Ketu, they are both sitting at 1 degree in Capricorn. Now, Ketu is a moksha-giving fiery planet, which gives confusion and chaos in material life. So, her Tithi Lord Venus is afflicted. So, she is born with some problem intrinsically working inside her, in how she connects with others or what kind of partners she feels attracted to. That Ketu will create that problem at a very subtle level in how she approaches a relationship. Now, in her horoscope, 7th house, if I see from ascendant, 7th house, as I said, is Pisces sign. So, Pisces ruled by Jupiter, and Jupiter is placed in the 2nd house in Libra sign. So, if we see from the 7th house, 2nd house is 8 houses away from the 7th house. So, 7th house ruler Jupiter is placed in the 2nd house, which is 8 houses away from the 7th house. So, this 8th angle is often connected to change, transformation, suddenness, unpredictability, etc. So, it is not very easy placement that her 7th house ruler Jupiter is placed in the 2nd house. That can always cause her relationships or marriages to begin or end suddenly, abruptly and unexpectedly. And then Jupiter is present in the sign Libra in the 2nd house. Libra is owned by Venus, and as per the planetary mutual relationship, you know, rule, that, you know, relationship rule that we use in Vedic astrology, Jupiter and Venus are enemies of each other. So 7th house ruler Jupiter is placed in the 2nd house in the sign Libra can be very challenging, because that 8th angle is there between 7th and the 2nd house, and then Jupiter is not placed in a very friendly environment there. So that can give her lots of, you know, breaks in the relationship, and of course that would cause her to get into many relationships one after the other. Now, from where Jupiter is, where the 7th house ruler Jupiter is placed, that is 2nd house, from there the 8th house is 9th house. So her father or some mentor or her own religious, orthodox religious beliefs sometimes can create conflict with whosoever is her partner at that moment. And that can also cause problems in her relationship. So that is there. Now, one more factor, Mars is sitting in the 12th house in her horoscope. And Mars has three Vedic aspects. So Mars is looking at 7th house from his seat in the 12th house. Now, Mars looking at 7th house is capable of causing an attitude of impulsiveness in her about her relationships. Mars is 3rd house ruler and seeing the 7th house. So she can feel great drive to connect to a partner with whom she may want a very communicative personal chemistry. She may also be highly sexual. Mars is also 8th house ruler and seeing the 7th house, so she may experience many sudden or abrupt transformation in her relationship environment. So there are two factors which are giving her this possibility of sudden and abrupt changes in the relationship status. One is 7th house ruler placed in an unfriendly sign in the 2nd house, and then Mars, who is the 8th house ruler of the horoscope, is sitting in the 12th house, and from there he is looking at the 7th house. So new partners may come in her life suddenly, and she may also experience sudden breakups with an existing partner. She may also get into secret affairs in some phase of her life. Eighth house is the house of catastrophes. Eighth house ruler Mars is seeing the seventh house is a hint that some very close partner or some attorney can also cause some catastrophic events in her life. Mars is sitting in the 12th house and seeing the 7th house, and this Mars is also seeing Mercury, because Mercury, which is sitting in the 3rd house, Mars is also looking at the 3rd house from his seat in the 12th house. So Mars is conveying the 12th house energy to 7th house and her ascendant Lord Mercury. So I think she may experience losses in her life, including loss of freedom and loss of reputation due to some partner, or due to her own relationship behavior, or due to her public conduct, because Mercury is her first house ruler and her 10th house ruler. So Mercury receiving that effect of Mars can trigger some kind of unwise behavior of her also in public or in her career, that can create some bad name to her also. That is possible. So these are, and one more thing, this Jupiter, who is the 7th house ruler, who is sitting in 2nd house, from there Jupiter, 7th house ruler, is looking at the 6th house. And as I said, Saturn is sitting in the 1st house in her horoscope, and Saturn is the 6th house ruler, because 6th house is Aquarius. So Saturn rules Aquarius. Saturn is sitting in the 1st house, being the 6th house ruler, and Saturn is looking at 7th house, the opposite 7th house. So 7th house ruler Jupiter is looking at the 6th house, and 6th house ruler Saturn is looking at the 7th house. So there is, you know, exchange of energy happening between the 6th house and 7th house. This may get her into relationships which are intrinsically unbalanced from beginning and have seeds of distrust and disagreements in them. This is there. So many times she would be getting into wrong relationships, and that may inject things like disagreement, arguments, jealousy, resentment, aggression in her relationship environment. This may also get her into drug addiction due to relationship issues. She or her partner may also get involved in financial mismanagement and take big loans, etc. That can also happen. Or sometimes some of her partner would like to steal her money also. That would also be happening. So if we combine all the points that I discussed, we can easily draw the following conclusion, that she has an astrological promise of more than one marriage or many relationships, and it can be difficult for her to have a long-term stable marriage with one partner. The instability will be most visible in the first marriage, because the whole energy will be, you know, strongly activated at the time of first marriage, and we can see her first marriage lasted for only 2 days. So that is there. And we should not forget the role that her family is may also play. Her family will often see her partner or her relationships as a threat. Why that is so? Because her second house is Libra. So second house ruler is Venus. And ninth house is Taurus. So ninth house ruler is also Venus. Second house is family, ninth house is father. So Venus, which is simultaneously the ruler of second and ninth house, so Venus is simultaneously the planet that is managing the family in her life and her father. And seventh house ruler Jupiter is present in the second house, which is the house of Venus. So her family and her father may see her partner or her husband as their enemy, may because her father and family will fear losing out the wealth to her partner or husband. So, and I have told earlier that if the seventh house ruler is placed in the second house, then often it has been seen that father or some mentor of the person creates problem in their relationship. So that is also there. So friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you could understand the relationship energy that is active in the life of Britney Spears, in my opinion, she should stop getting into one after the other relationships. She should rather choose to be more spiritual now. And if she wants a companion, she should have a more casual arrangement with a friend rather than getting into marriages after marriages and creating more chaos in her life. So that is my message. And if somebody has access to her, I would rather advise her that she should work on two things. One is she should work on strengthening Mercury. That would ensure that her ascendant lord becomes stronger, as she is Virgo ascendant. And since her Venus and Ketu are so closely conjunct, she should worship Bhagwan Ganesha. And for strengthening Mercury, there are many mantras. So she can either contact some good astrologer, or she can, you know, explore on the internet also. But yeah, it would be good if she contacts a good Vedic astrologer and looks for what mantras can be advised to her for chanting to strengthen the energy of Venus, and what mantras she can chant for Ganesha to remove the affliction of Ketu, affliction of Venus that Ketu is causing on Venus. And she should, for her own better health, she should get involved in voluntary service to poor, old people, ill people, or she should do something for animals, or something for mentally ill, or something for people who are living in the rehab center. So she should do things for people who are in trouble. And it's not only about charity. Charity is good. She should actually go and do some service, some seva. So that will be very good for her, and that will take away lots of problems in her life that Saturn is causing in her life because of being placed in the first house. So friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to get a reading on your Vedic horoscope from me, you can always write to me on my email, which is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. COSMIC Cosmic BUND Bond 7 is the number at gmail.com. So all the best, my friends. Keep saying your prayers, do meditation, and do pranayama regularly, and be happy. God bless you all.